talked to you a little bit about the operations section and what we did, and I sort of where the rubber meets the road, where we really got down to the nitty-gritty of the whole event. So my job as the operations section chief was to work on the clinic layout with planning, was to develop, to make sure we had the patient forms necessary. And we have specific patient forms in Massachusetts that we use, we must use if we want to get reimbursed from HMOs. I don't know how it is in other states, but we can get some reimbursements from HMOs, so we have specific forms. So we had to make sure we had those. We had to make sure we had staffing on the day of the event and made sure we had them in the right places at the right time. We had to establish the standards of care, which we were able to do, you heard before. We had to look at job action sheets, which we all have in our emergency dispensing site plan, but we had to look at them and see if they were appropriate for the event and revise them to do so. We had to train the people that were going to be there, the clinical staff, the clerical staff, the behavioral health staff. So my job also was to really coordinate with all of the other section chiefs and the clinical director, who is our public health nurse, Barbara Wesley in Brookline. And she was a key piece to this whole event, because the clinic was the main part of the event, and she is very skilled at doing clinics, so she was very essential to us. I participated in the debriefing and the after-action review process. And then I needed to thank all the volunteers. We thank them, Teresa Slide, show them eating pizza, but we also thank them with thank you notes. So here I am on the chart. You can see in yellow the operations section, EDS, the operations director, I guess. And then we have the clinical unit supervisor, who was Barbara Wesley from Brookline, and the clerical unit supervisor, who was also from Brookline. And he is a psychologist, so he also was important with our behavioral health piece. So before the event, as I said, I had to coordinate with all of the section chiefs and the command staff. So we worked on the logistics for the events, the plans, the layout, the operations, and the safety and security of the people who were coming and our workers. We had to train our staff. We had to review again the job action sheets, and we had to develop a protocol for the staff. And also, we had to develop a training for volunteers. We needed to do a training that was going to encompass clinical and non-clinical volunteers. So here, again, is what we all have in our emergency dispensing site plans, and you may have something similar in your plans, where you come in to the greeter, then you go to get your paperwork, and you register, and then you get what kind of shot you were coming for. And then there's also a waiting area. I mean, there's an area for first aid or mental health or behavioral health, and then there's a discharge and a waiting area for those people who have not had shots previously. So this is a conceptual drawing, but this is not really how it actually looked, and I'm going to explain to you how it looked, because this is the way in which we draw it. But in reality, we have to use a room, and we had two rooms. So if you look at the I wish there's no pointer up here. Oh.
Yellow button.
Okay. But am I going to point?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But how do I... I'm trying to look at a screen, and so if you look at... I can't...
I'm not sure that...
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm not sure I can do everything at once. Oh, the mouse.
Yeah, use the mouse.
I'm going to do this one.
All right.
This is where people entered. So they entered kind of in the middle of the site. They walked through here. We had a handicapped access ramp, and they started here and were greeted. And they got their paperwork right here. We had paperwork in multiple languages. And over here is where the staff entered, and we had a staff room where we had food and we had sign-in sheets. People then went over here. We had tables, and people... people could do their paperwork. We had things for kids, coloring books and other things. And we had some health educators to help people if they had questions about flu mist most especially. But we had health educators here to help and if anybody was having trouble with the forms. When they were done, they went here. We had people who checked the forms to make sure people had filled them out completely, because on the back, and it may be different in different in other states, we have questions that they have to answer about the flu shot, if they've had it before, if they have any allergies, etc. So then they walked over here, and we had a line. And I don't think anyone mentioned that our incident commander used to work for Disney, so she was very good at snaking lines. So we had very well-organized lines. We went in here to the clinic where we had different tables, and in the video you saw that they were color-coded. So they were color-coded by pediatric, by flu mist, by flu. And then over here was the support area if anybody needed some extra support. And we our supplies were sort of over here. This was the waiting area if people had to wait if they had not had a shot before. And this was first aid. And I don't know that we even had anybody come to first aid. I don't think we needed to use it, but we had a first aid station. And then they exited through this door. So and the parking was over here. And initially when we started, all the funeral parking was all along here. Just to give you a sense of, so this is how it worked. We had two separate rooms, and I'll tell you in a minute about some things that worked well and some things that didn't. So in the morning, this was a two-hour clinic. I don't think anybody mentioned. So it was 2 hours that we did the 636 shots. And when we got there, we had to obviously set up the non-clinical area where staff checked in. We had to conduct just-in-time training. Now, we had done a just-in-time training for clinical folks and non-clinical folks a few days before, but we didn't get all of our volunteers. We only got a small percentage. Again, the public health nurse, our clinic unit supervisor, did the clinical piece. I did the non-clinical piece, and we did some of it together. But we had to do most of the training on the morning of. So again, we did a walkthrough with everybody, and then we divided up by clinical and non-clinical. We answered questions. There were a lot of questions. People had never done this before. During the day, my role also was to resolve problems. We had a shortage of forms at one point. We had to actually run out and get more copies made. We had some long lines at some points, so we had to work on some of those issues. I had to work on some of those issues. So my job also was to check in very frequently with the clinic unit supervisor and the clerical unit supervisor to make sure things were going as was planned and if they needed anything. And I have to say, it went really smoothly. People just were terrific. They understood their roles. They got their job action sheets that day. When the staff checked in, they got their badge. They signed in. And they got their job action sheets, and we reviewed them in the training, and people really were wonderful. So afterward, I participated in the debriefing, which we did. We have quite a comprehensive after-action plan that we reviewed. We looked at the list of who showed up, who didn't show up, who said they were coming, so because that happens. People don't come for a variety of reasons, and you need to have more volunteers. As I said before, I sent thank you notes to volunteers, and then based upon what I learned this day, I began to write a just-in-time training so that we could have it to use, and hopefully it will finally be done before the next clinic. But it's nearing its completion, but other things seem to get pushed up ahead of that in line. So what were the successes of this day? We used Medical Reserve Corps members, and as Teresa said, some people had new Medical Reserve Corps. I don't know, do most of you have Medical Reserve Corps where you are? Or CERT, Community Emergency Response Team. We have in Brookline, we have MRC CERT members. We used those as well. It was a great combining of efforts. We used our MRC members. we did three different types of vaccine, although there were many varieties, as Christine said. We did 636 people in 2 hours, which is pretty good throughput, and we had many, many children, which we don't, and I don't know about you, but we don't typically see at our flu clinics. Typically you see older folks, so it was a very good practice, and that came about because we did a lot of outreach to schools in the area. We have staff now who are trained and ready to do emergency clinics. That was a huge success. Our communications, for the most part, worked really well. When we started this 4 years ago, communications weren't always so good, and communications worked superbly. We had a lot of compliments, which was very nice. People were thrilled coming through. They came in, got out in 20 minutes, got their shots. People were pleasant. They felt very comfortable, which is very nice. And as Teresa and said before, practicing with your public health partners is just such a valuable experience. So what could we improve upon? Translation capacity is definitely one thing. We really needed some translators that we didn't necessarily have. We had all of our forms in multiple languages, but we needed more. We needed to strengthen the safety officer position, and because safety officers are supposed to look at the volunteer or the worker, and we concentrated mostly on security. So because I've been saying this, now I get to be the safety person this year. And we had behavioral health, but it was really much more of there was somebody there, but I think we need to work on that a little bit more. We didn't spend as much time as we probably should have, I think, on that. We need to have more training for children. Again, children. We had clinicians who would not give vaccinations to kids because they're not used to giving vaccinations to kids, and they didn't want to do it. So we need to have more trainings for people to help them feel more comfortable with children, because in an emergency, we're going to see lots of very frightened children, and we really need to be ready to work with kids. We use the ICS really well. As Teresa said, it was a loose ICS because sometimes you can't follow it, but sometimes we reverted to our old public health practice of consensus, and consensus doesn't always work when you're supposed to be using ICS. So we did have it. One of the things that happened was that when you walked into the clinic, the first table were children. And that's not a good idea, because any kids that are waiting in line who see the other kids and there's one screaming will not go. And our clinical supervisor had not wanted that, but because she wasn't there on one day, it was sort of consensus, and it just kind of happened. So we need to make sure that we do little more of ICS, I think, but we've done so much more, because the first year we did this and we were supposed to be using the ICS model, we didn't. We just all kept like ignoring the incident commander and just talking among ourselves and trying to, and it was not very comfortable, was it, Jerry? So we've learned so much, because we're used to in public health building consensus and doing things in a different way, but in emergency it really can't work that way. So, again, we need more time for volunteer trainings, and then the layout of the clinic was never putting children at the beginning because children often scream, and if the other kids see it, they won't go in. So my take-home messages to you about the operations portion is it's very detailed. You have to be really on top of the details, and whoever does operations really needs to like to do details, or at least do them well. Again, the clinic works well using ICS. Exercising with your public health partners is just vital to emergency planning. And every time you do something like this, you really do learn something new. And each year we're building upon it, and each year we're making our clinic a little bit harder for us. This year we're just planning, as was said before, with 2 weeks. You know, we started the first time planning 4 or 5 months in advance. And hopefully the year after will be something else, but we're really trying to build upon it, and I would say that we've really come a long way. Thank you.